sun broke through and traffic picked up in the Charlotte area late yesterday afternoon, but don't let that fool you. The severe winter storm that swept through over the past few days has left its mark on roads, power lines, and airports. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins us now to discuss the latest conditions. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Okay, let's start with traffic. How do the roads look this morning?
It's easy moving so far. I-77 near Uptown is really the only stretch where traffic is starting to build. But you could kind of see this as I was walking in here this morning. You know, we had all of this snow stacked up yesterday, and it was soft yesterday, and already a lot of that is frozen. So the National Weather Service is warning that black ice could be a really big problem early this morning. For that reason, there's a winter weather advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. Basically, you know, we had all the snow that melted down. It then froze overnight, and now it could be a real problem on the roads this morning. Temperatures will get above freezing a little bit later this morning, so it could start thawing later in the day. But for now, basically, you have the governor and other officials recommending, you know, hey, if you can, stay off the roads a little bit longer. And in short, basically, this was the governor's advice to everyone.
So be smart. Don't put your stupid hat on at this point in time.
He's used that a bunch this week, which frankly is good advice. Just leave the stupid hat home for another couple of days. You can bring it back out over the weekend.
All right. And speaking of roads, how soon will Charlotte Mecklenburg police start towing abandoned vehicles?
Very soon. T-minus 1 hour. We, as of 7 o'clock this morning, they're going to start going through. Now to put this into some perspective, I mean, we did not turn into Atlanta from a couple of weeks ago. We did not have these widespread abandoned cars, but it was a significant problem. I mean, there were, I couldn't really go anywhere in Charlotte over the past couple of days without noticing at least some, seeing some people getting stuck, and there are still some cars out there. So basically, if you need to go get your car and you can't get to it and it gets towed, the fee is going to be $85. And if your car gets towed, call 311 to find out where it is.
Okay, and schools remain closed today. Many schools anyway, right?
Basically all of them that I could find. I mean, that includes Charlotte Mecklenburg schools. If you're not sure about your particular school, you can actually check our website, WFAE.org. We are continuously updating what's going on, and we also have a link that shows all of the schools that are closed.
Okay, how are things looking power outage-wise?
I really think that Mecklenburg County got lucky with that. I mean, at one point yesterday, we got up to around 14,000 outages. But when you think about the county's size, I mean, that's not too bad. And as of now, we're down to about 350 total. So that seems to be a problem that hopefully is on the way out. And when you think about how bad the eastern swath of the Carolinas got crushed with this, I mean, we got really lucky. Wilmington, for example, still has about 14,000 outages. And some folks there are hearing from Duke Energy that they may not get the lights back on until like late tomorrow night.
And yesterday, things weren't looking too pretty at the airport. How are things looking this morning?
Yeah, that's a very kind way to put it. I would say, as our colleague Ben Bradford said with just the right amount of understatement, the storm has not been kind to air travelers. About 1,000 people slept over at the Charlotte airport last night. I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of flights that were canceled, and the airport is heading back toward normal today. As of a couple minutes ago, only about 10% of outgoing flights today have been canceled so far, and you have a little less than 20% of incoming flights that have been canceled. As we get another update from the airport, we'll, of course, you know, let you guys out there know, and we'll also get that on our website so that we can continually be kind of updating this thing and just seeing if we can head back towards normal today.
Normal. How soon do we see it?
And that is a good question. I mean, so ideally, especially these problems with ice, that's going to be our last major key. If we can get rid of the ice as the temperatures warm later today, maybe later tonight, maybe tomorrow.
Great. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Kevin.